Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Logan, and welcome back, everybody. The telephone number to be with me on the show, as always, is 866-444-3478. We've had a couple people drop off, and some of them are really interesting-looking questions, so I hope they come back. I hope they didn't have to go somewhere permanently. We're having some storms here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Those of you that were thinking about going out, be careful before you go. Check, especially out near the, if you were planning on flying, the airport. I heard when I was driving over this morning that ground service had been canceled or delayed or postponed or whatever over there. So there may be some flights being delayed here in Dallas-Fort Worth. DFW Airport, maybe other airports as well. So check that out. We I want to go to the phones real quick, and then I'll get caught up on some other things. And if you were holding and something happened for you to drop off, let Mary Rose know when you call back, and I'll try to move you up in the queue here. First up, Angie in Forney, Texas. Hi, Angie.
Oh, good morning. First, I want to thank you. I have written into your info at Dirt Doctor, and Doug Sheldon had given me two recommendations. One was to contact Don Gardner down in Austin for a situation for my daughter, and he is wonderful.
Oh, good.
He's an arborist down there. Yeah, he is really, really great.
Yeah,
guy.
I like Don, yeah.
Yeah, and then I had written in about a situation we were wanting to have a large tree, like 45-gallon tree planted in our front yard to replace one that looked horrible. And trying to find someone in the area is really hard. And you had recommended that I contact Tyson Woods, and I did. And he is wonderful also. So I just wanted to, you know, verbally thank you for that and put a, you know, a kudos out there to him. He's really a nice guy.
I appreciate it.
Very helpful. Yeah. But my question is, okay, so we ended up planting this 45-gallon tree ourselves. We bought one, and I exposed the root flare. I bought a Shantung maple.
Okay.
And I was just curious. Several people have said that maples, you should wrap the bark. And I know you don't recommend that, wrap the trunk until it can shade its trunk by its, you know, the leaves and the branches. What about the Shantung maple? Is that you still don't recommend wrapping or?
No. And some of the people that recommend wrapping maples are probably doing that because they have bad experience with maples that I don't recommend. The ones called Autumn Glory and Autumn This and Fall That and all they're those hybrid maples, and they have real thin, pretty tender bark, and there is a lot of sunburn on those trees. But I don't recommend those trees. I planted them years ago. I did experiments with them on a college campus that I designed, Collin County Community College. We did kind of a little mini arboretum, and we planted introduced trees and native trees of all kinds, and we had different categories. And we planted a whole bunch of those kind of maples, and I don't think there's a one of them still left alive. And that's a problem because I see them being planted all over the place, and they look beautiful for a few years, then they start having some problems. The Shantung maple, which is an imported maple, it's not a native, but it's imported from the same part of Asia that Japanese maples come from, and they're just about as tough as Japanese maple. It's a good maple, the Shantung.
Oh, good.
And it has tough bark. No reason in the world to wrap a Shantung maple. You should expect to treat it like a great big Japanese maple. It's that tough a plant, maybe even a little bit tougher. There's only one flaw in it that I have discovered through the years. And I planted the one, and it's probably the biggest one in Dallas now, I guess, and I've been watching it for quite a while at one of my old offices. It is more susceptible. Dr. Carl Whitcomb taught me this. It's more susceptible to air pollution, specifically pesticides, herbicides that are floating in the air at extremely low levels, parts per billion. It'll have phytotoxicity that won't kill the tree, but it gives you some cosmetic damage. It'll make the edges of the leaf kind of curl and get ugly looking. So if you see that, don't. It's not a big worry. It's just kind of a cosmetic flaw that that tree has. It's so sensitive to air pollution.
I guess that would be kind of a good thing to know.
Yeah, I guess so. You could look at it as a benefit. But it's a good tree. It's not as good as our native big tooth, I'll tell you that. So next time
Those are hard to find.
They're very hard to find. And
yeah,
Doug and I are working all the time trying to figure out how to get the nurseries in and the growers, too, to be more responsive to things that we bring up that are great so that people hear about it, they can get them easier. Big Tooth is available. You just have to call around a lot. There's a nursery down in Medina, Texas called Love Creek that you could contact. They'll have them for sure. And you're in
Forney.
There's a small operation in Fredericksburg, Texas. If you send me an email to info@dirtdoctor.com and I'll send you their contact information. They've got some various size big tooth maples down there.
Okay, and then the other question is, we did not stake it. It's about 12 feet tall. Yeah, okay.
If it's too tall and whippy and blows over, you can stake it, obviously, and do it with as loose a connection as you can and make the connection as low on the tree as you can. But until it blows and sideways and has a problem, you don't need to stake it. If it had a nice, good size ball and was firm in the ball, you probably don't need to stake it at all.
Well, of course, I exposed the root flare, and I went down a good 6 inches.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're all done that way, grown too deep in the soil.
It's awful. It's terrible trying to find a big tree that has the root flare exposed. But by the time I got it down, it only measured a height of the root ball like 14 inches.
That's fine. No problem.
Yeah. So, I mean, we put that in and we dug the hole nice and wide. And so hopefully, it doesn't look like, I'm just afraid if we're going to get storms today. That's the only thing. But I guess if it survives, if we do get the storms, then we definitely wouldn't have to stake
it. We've already had some pretty high winds, so you're probably okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
it looks.
So
if it's still
standing up, it'll probably be fine. If you have a problem, stake it for this one growing season and then get the stakes off.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much for all you do, and I'll call again.
I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Plano, talk to Nicole. Hello, Nicole.
Yes. Got some land in Oklahoma, and snakes everywhere, but we only go up there about 4 times a year to cut everything back. And I heard that if you have goats, they'll get rid of the snakes. Is that true?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have goats, and I don't have any experience with that. Maybe Daryl, our snake expert, will be listening today and call in with some comment on that, but there's a lot of snakes. Judy saw one of our big water snakes yesterday in our koi pond. This is the time of the year when you're really going to see a lot of movement and everything. Just stay away from them. They're going to be more scared of you than you are of them.
Well, one other thing is the hornet problem. I mean, it's just overwhelming. They're just everywhere, and in the barn, around the house, and with nests, and we use that spray that you kill a wasp and that with. Didn't do anything. What do you do to kill hornets?
Do you have the actual hornets, the typical hornet's nest hanging that you can see invisible, or you have the underground kind?
No, on the top, that you can see.
Well, you can kill them fairly easily, but you've got to get the material on them. You've got to hit them, and their hives are really protective, you know. So we don't recommend any toxic chemicals. The BioSmart line of products has a wasp killer that's good. It's an essential oil product. It's non-toxic, works very well. It shoots a long stream, so you don't have to get real close to the hornet's nest. That would be the second best way to go. The first best way to go would be to get a professional to come out and get rid of the nest for you and take care of it that way.
Okay.
Because they're dangerous. They'll tear you up. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, okay. The ones we have, the underground wasp or the Texas yellow jacket, they're easier to control. You just pour the essential oils down in the hole and put a big rock or a stake in the hole. I'll have more on that when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Dram is celebrating 75 years of design and manufacturing of quality watering tools. Create the softest shower of rain in your garden with the One Touch Rain Wand. Easily switch between watering flowers, cleaning off sidewalks, and washing your car with the Revolution 9 Pattern Spray Gun. Put some Dram color in your garden this season. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, is available at your local independent garden center. Visit Dram on Facebook or at dram.com.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on biosafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with biosafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. Biosafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. Biosafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. One quick thing that I want to go ahead and work in here, and then we'll go right to the phones, is that we're very proud to have a new advertiser, a new sponsor, supporting the show and working with us. And you're going to be hearing a lot about Texas Natural Feeds. It is a non-soy, non-GMO feed, combines all kinds of wonderful ingredients that I am a big fan of. And they have just, you know, products for all kinds of animals, sheep, goat, pig, rabbit feeds. Their website, you can start looking at that and see where the products are available, and that's going to increase. That's one of the things we're going to help them do. But their website is texasnaturalfeeds.com. Welcome aboard Dirt Doctor Radio. Let's see what BJ's got for us. WCPT again in Chicago. Hello, BJ.
Hi. I love your show. This is the first time I heard it. I just found, because it's spring break, so I just found WCPT on the radio this
week.
Well,
good. Welcome aboard.
This is the first time I heard you. So, hey, we have, we're starting a youth garden, another one, and we want the natural seeds because we're going to have the youth do a garden, and we're going to give the produce to people in need. So we want non-GMO seeds, and I heard about one, but I don't know the name. It's like, it's, you know, it's like we used to do seeds before the seed company started, you know, making them so that they won't regrow, you know, they couldn't reproduce, you have to keep buying them. You know what seeds I'm talking about?
Well, there's a lot of companies that sell clean seed. One thing that I'll have to tell you that is a little bit of a problem is that nobody can guarantee you 100%. The GMO thing has gotten loose, you know, just like with the corn. It's impossible for a lot of times for the people to absolutely guarantee 100%. But you might check out a couple of seed companies, and then there's some others too. Just do a search online. One that I've met the people and talked to them quite a bit, and I need to get with them. I need to probably have them on the show here. Is Terrier Seed, T-E-R-R-O-I-R, Terrier Seed. And the other is Baker Creek Seed. They really have, they don't, neither one of these call themselves organic, but they do, they're not certified organic, I don't think, but they do everything organically and have really high quality seed. What helps you with the GMO thing, BJ, more than anything you can do is to use the natural organic program that I recommend. Even the products the fertilizers and the soil amendments and things like that, a lot of them that I recommend have GMO ingredients in the products. You can't avoid that. That's how the that's just the way of the world now. But the way you neutralize that contamination is using the natural organic program, the organic fertilizers, the rock minerals, the sugars that I recommend, and the techniques that we recommend stimulate the biological activity furiously. And that furious biological activity of beneficial fungi and bacteria and protozoa and all the things that we want, those organisms are what neutralize that contamination and give you the clean products.
Okay. Because I thought I heard about one that they say, you know, if there was a catastrophe or something, these are the seeds to use. You know, I heard it on some program.
I don't know what that would be. If you figure it out, send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Let me know.
I read about it. This sounds good. We're going to try this.
All righty. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much. I love your program.
Okay. I appreciate the call.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you. Let me tell you about the tip of the week from Real Time Pain Relief. They're basically recommending homeopathic products for your skin rather than just the regular chemical kinds of things. The homeopathic products, and they'll be identified as so on the labels and all, are derived from plants, including herbs, trees, and other basic perennials and annuals and permanent plants as well. They're extremely gentle. The homeopathic products are extremely diluted, so what you're putting on, you can't even hardly tell there's anything to it. But I've played around with them enough to know that there really is some benefit to these products. You can help with things like dry skin, chapped skin and lips, aches and pains, inflammation, and itchy and irritated skin. So look for these homeopathic products and give them a try. Real-time pain relief in the meantime, if you've got some pretty bad aches and pains, you can use their product. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains none of the GMOs, parabens, or SLSs. If you haven't tried real-time pain relief yet, you can get a free $10 tube with your first purchase. Just give them a call. It's 877-787-7180, or go to their website, which is rtpr.com, standing for real-time pain relief. Back to the phones, and by the way, the telephone number is 866-444-3478. We're about to run out of time, so instead of getting another call going that we're going to have to cut off short, I'm going to go to that line when I get back. In the meantime, if you want to get on board with our newsletter, the next one, I think I'm going to do well, I'll tell you what the next one's going to be. Let me tell you what the past one was, and you can see it in the archives right now. It's on sapsuckers. There are some people that should know better, say that sapsuckers aren't damaging to a tree, which is nonsense. I'll tell you more about that when I come back and then what the next newsletter will be.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and there's an open line at 866-444-3478. The contest picture is up. We had a little miscommunication there. The photograph that I sent disappeared into the cosmos, but the picture is up. If you identify it, you win one of our courses, the Natural Organic Certification course. And you can send in your best guess, or if you know what it is, wouldn't be a guess. It's info@dirtdoctor.com, or call the show and tell me on the air here. Tell Mary Rose, and she'll let you know whether it's right or wrong, and we'll chat for a minute. The number's 866-444-3478. Doris is at Cedar Creek Lake. I don't think she's in the lake. Hi, Doris.
Not this morning, Howard. Good to talk to you.
Same here. Is it raining over there yet?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear it.
if it's too much or too loud, let me know. I'll go back in the house.
No, I can hear you.
Okay. I have a couple of things wrong, not really wrong, but I want to talk to you about this gazebo type thing we have out back here. It's just one of those little canvas top netting around the sides, 10 by 10.
Okay.
Covered with plastic because my lemon tree, my grapefruit tree, and succulents and other plants, begonias, everything, survived the winter out here. But we did have a heater and a heat light. Okay. I had tomato plants early that was at the store, and it was coming up little plants, but I can't keep from buying them. They're beautiful, but I put them in here with the citrus trees. And I think because it was covered, maybe, I want your opinion, maybe because it was covered with the plastic, they didn't get enough sunlight,
No, they didn't. You, there's no way to get enough sunlight on tomatoes like they want to have inside, no matter whether it's a sunroom or a screened-in porch like you have or what. They need to be out in the full sun.
Yeah, it wasn't just green. There was plastic on it.
Well, plastic on the top?
Top and sides. I had to keep the cold weather out.
Yeah. Well, if there's plastic, clear plastic on the top, you should have gotten enough light. So making the transition now, as soon as the rain stops, get them on outside into the sun, they'll probably be fine.
Oh, they're planted in with my citrus tree, though.
And they're in the ground inside the room?
Yeah.
Oh, I misunderstood.
I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. You're still with plastic going to be cutting out a fair amount of the foot candles, but that's your situation, so just go ahead and try it and see how it works for you.
They're very green, and they're very healthy looking, but they are also very tall. They're really stretching out there.
Yeah, they're doing that to try to reach more light. That's an indication that the foot candles is not quite high enough in there.
Okay,
it is what it is, just so you can pinch them back and try to make them fill out and be a little thicker, but it may just be a little bit too dim in there for them to produce at the at their, you know, what you'd like to see.
Well, I've taken the plastic off now, and I was really surprised that they did as well as they did. They do have, they're starting to get blooms, but they're just so leggy. I like the idea of pinching them back. That's great.
That's all you can do, and keep spraying with the Garrett juice on a regular basis.
Okay, my other problem. We have cats. And, of course, those cats won't in here. They're outdoors cats. They've torn the netting in a couple of places now that I've taken the plastic off. How can I, what can I do in here, do you think? Is there something I can put out or spray or an easy fix?
The thing that you need to do is put some lava gravel on the ground around the plants, and they won't walk on it. They can't stand the way it feels
lava
to their
gravel.
Paws.
Okay. There's only one side that they're really getting in so bad, and I'm saying for that, it's about a foot.
Yeah, you could even put a barrier outside of the room so they'd have to walk across it to get in, and they'll tend to stay away from it.
Exactly what I'll do then.
Okay.
That should help.
All right, Doris, don't wash away. I need to go help some other people.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go. Man, she was about to drown there. It sounded like almost Bruce in Oak Cliff next up. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, Howard. I know that when you feel a soil test is justified, you recommend the Texas Plant and Soil Lab in Edinburgh because of the quality and usefulness of the information. And then you always add that they tell you the not just what's in the soil, the substances and nutrients, but what's available to the plant. And that's what has me confused. I don't understand how what are the circumstances where the nutrients could be present but not available, and is it a static?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, the test that A&M does, for example, and it's fairly common to other universities the way they do their tests. They use a harsh acid to break down the soil. To do the test. And when they do that, they're telling you pretty accurately what's in the soil, major nutrients, minor nutrients, trace minerals, and so forth. But when you break down the soil to do the test with an acid, that doesn't give you a good reading at all about what would be available to the soil. Those things can be in the soil. For example, you'll hear the chemical boys always talk about there's too much phosphorus in the soil, you know, and not using more phosphorus for the rest of your life and all those silly recommendations. And a test from somebody that does it with carbon dioxide like Texas Plant Soil Lab does will tell you whether it is actually available to the plant or not. The reason that that works is that that's how the plant does it with carbon dioxide in the soil. So it's pretty simple. It's harsh acid breaking it down too much, showing you what's there but not what's available, versus using the same soft, gentle extraction technique that the plant would actually be using in the soil.
Right, yeah. But what I don't understand is what are the circumstances or conditions that make a substance present but unavailable? And is that a static or dynamic situation?
Oh, it's a good question. It could be static or dynamic. It could be caused by some really bad fertilizer application that you did, or it could be just the general nature of the soil like we have in the alkaline soils of a lot of Texas. When you've got calcium and magnesium, this is one way to explain it, mm-hmm. when you got calcium and magnesium in the soil not in their proper proportions, in other words, you've got more calcium than you need and you've got less magnesium than you need, mm-hmm. you've got the problem about those two elements being available, but you also, because those things are out of whack, you, that keeps other trace minerals, other nutrients from being available as well. The thing that helps, and that's one reason I don't always even recommend a soil test, because the general shotgun approach of what I recommend stimulates biological activity furiously. Mm-hmm. It really, you know, the compost, the earthworm castings, the organic fertilizers, dry molasses, cornmeal, you know, the rock minerals, lava sand and green sand, things like that, create an increase in biological activity, and that feeding of the microbes in the soil starts releasing and making those tied up nutrients available.
Okay.
Now, you can
okay.
speed up the process by understanding the chemistry from one of those good soil tests and buy amendments and fertilizers that level out that imbalance, and it speeds up the process. Uh-huh. But just the general organic approach and leading toward everything we talk about is how to stimulate biological activity, you'll start releasing those things with just that program alone.
Oh, okay, okay. And that's why they Texas Plant and Soil Lab gives recommendations of organic nature along with the results.
They right? do. They'll tend to recommend more than I recommend in some cases, because they still deal with a lot of chemical applications and chemical agriculture and everything, and think about things in terms of pounds per acre. Mm-hmm. Well, when you're using all the Garrett juice and the biological stimulators, the cornmeal and the dry molasses and all that kind of stuff, you're releasing so many things that are tied up, you don't need to put out as much poundage per acre as they would normally recommend. That's a conversation we've had with them that's ongoing, and it's fine. They'll you know, they have to deal with people that have to, you know, use acreage, and they're using chemical fertilizers, and they're looking at things from a different standpoint than I am.
Okay, okay. Well, great. That's good explanation.
Okay.
I understand that.
I appreciate
so much,
the call,
sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Let's go to. I tell you what I need to do. Let me see. What did I need to tell you real quickly? Oh yeah, we're related to lava sand. We've had an advertiser that's lava sand for a long time. Texas, it's Rio, the American Rio product. And they've had a problem about people wanting to buy just one tote or a small order. And I was just told this week that they can now ship an order as small as one tote of this wonderful American Rio lava sand that has this real high paramagnetism level. And if you want to get some at that kind of a level direct from them, you can go to AmericanRio.com, AmericanRio, R-I-O.com, or call Sean at 405-426-7752. Back to the phones. Let me see where I'm going. It's Richard's turn. Call him from Dallas. Hey, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. We're finally getting some rain here in North Dallas.
It sounds like, and I'm hearing some booms here at the radio station.
I hope we get a bunch. Hey, I got some, tried a new organic fertilizer yesterday, and it's only got 6 ingredients, and they all look good, and I'm not a scientist, so I'd like to run them by you and tell me what you think.
All right.
Got alfalfa meal, cottonseed meal, dried molasses, soft rock phosphate, sulfate of potash, and vegetable oil.
Sulfate of potash, that's fine. The vegetable oil, so this is a liquid product?
No, it looks like rabbit food. I had to open the spreader wide open, you know, to broadcast.
What's the name of it?
called Dirt Diet. It's a product that Wells Brothers made themselves.
Okay, I think I've seen that. It's fine. Nope, I have no problem with those ingredients that are in it at all. I think that I've told this story on the air before, but one of the tomato growers, a lady and her husband that I knew a long time ago, I hadn't seen them in years. They were down in the Corsicana area, and they were among the best tomato growers that I've ever been around. And the thing that they used as a fertilizer was rabbit pellets. It was just 100% alfalfa meal rabbit pellets. So that being one of the major ingredients in it, and the other ingredients you mentioned, I have no problem with at all. In fact, I think they're good. I think that's a good product.
Well, I hope it works, and hope we get some rain on it. But one other thing we talked about.
Okay, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Hang on a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number 866-444-3478.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3 essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a three-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune supports. Dr. Ohira's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. Ohira's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. A couple of things before we go back to the phones. The current newsletter is about sapsuckers, the woodpeckers that peck holes in the trunks or limbs of your trees that are usually in a straight line, more or less. Sometimes they'll be in a checkerboard effect. There was one shot that we put on there that made the comment that it looked like the sapsucker had been drinking before started doing the pecking because it was a little bit more random all over the place. But in most cases, they're in lines or in columns or rows. And they are an indication that the plant's in stress, and there's a lot of really bad information about sapsuckers. One of the things that's said out there is that they don't cause any damage to the tree. It's just cosmetic. Well, you can tell from some of the photographs that we put in the newsletter, they cause a lot of damage. They can actually kill an entire tree if they stay there long enough. They really bore some big holes in some cases, and a whole lot of them. And if nothing else, they open these areas, these wounds, for other pathogens and whatnot to get in. The other thing that's said that's wrong about sapsucker attack and holes out there is that there's nothing you can do about it. There certainly is. You can do the sick tree treatment, relieve the stress in the tree. That will stop the tree from accumulating sugars that it does in an attempt to try to save itself. They try to self-medicate, trees do, by concentrating sugars when they get in stress for whatever reason. If they've been hit, there's a book about it, and we've got the book in the newsletter that talks about the research that proves exactly what we're talking about. We started talking about it a long time before I ran into this book because I just saw it in the field, what was happening. I saw a tree here not being attacked by rodents or sapsuckers, and then this one had damage all over it. And I looked at the base, and the base was covered up, and the one that was being attacked, it was in stress. So doing the sick tree treatment, with the first step being removal of the soil from the base of the tree, is the way you stop this damage from being done, get the bird to go somewhere else where people aren't maintaining their trees correctly and the accumulation of the sugars are there. rodents will attack a tree and eat the bark for the exact same reason. We've got in the current newsletter a whole lot of detail about it, some excerpts from the book, the copy of the book if you want to get a copy of it. It's a little bit hard to find. But anyway, that's what the current newsletter is about. You go to newsletter, the button on, if you don't get the newsletter already, you go to the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, click on the button that says newsletter. It's just a word. And that takes you to the current newsletter, the Sapsuckers. You click on archives, and it takes you to the ones in the past. The next one that I do is going to be on lightning damage, because there's a whole bunch of different kinds of lightning damage and different things you ought to do, and I'm going to cover that. I also want to cover the Italian cypress. We're getting a tremendous amount of questions about Italian cypress, the brown spotting all over it, and in some cases big areas are dying and the whole tree's dying. I thought we had done a newsletter on it, and we may have. I didn't see it in the 2017 newsletters, but if we haven't done one recently, I'll do an update on it. Basically, same thing. The tree is in stress. It's being attacked by fungal diseases, a canker that's causing those brown spots. You can cure it and or prevent it with the sick tree treatment and exposing the flare. A lot of the Italian cypress, those tall pencil dark evergreens, are too deep in the ground. They come too deep to the contractor and to the homeowner in the containers, and then they get planted too deep. They need to have a dramatically exposed flare, just like any tree. With the additional rain that we've had this year, it's led to pathogens in the soil and kind of made the problem worse than normal. And it also is manifest and shows up quicker when the plant is already in stress from being too deep in the ground. So we'll either be doing lightning damage or sap or the Italian cypress in the next newsletter. I'll do them both at some point. Here's Josh in, by the way, Josh calling from, where are you calling from? Missoula, Montana?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. I was talking off the air on one other thing, and that was something that was fairly common, and other people might want to hear about it. He was asking me about green sand being wet and mushy in the bag from the garden center, and he was going to have to leave it out on the pavement to dry out for a while before using it. And he was asking me if that's normal. It shouldn't be normal. It's from mishandling the product, keeping it out in the rain, or maybe it being too wet to begin with. Plus, we've lost one of the sources of our Texas green sand, and now the sources that they're using are different. There's some conversation, and I think there's something to it that they might have some heavy metals. So look instead at the Ladybug product called Magic Sand. It's not green. It's a golden color, and it is what I'm recommending and using myself now as a alternative to the Texas green sand. Josh, can you hang on with me and start the third hour with me?
Yeah.
That'd be okay? Okay, yep. We won't be rushed that way. I'm Howard Garrett. We'll start with Josh on the at the beginning of the third hour, right after this break, and then we'll talk about whatever you'd like to discuss. You can call me at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. You can get that newsletter that I've been talking about free. Just sign up for it on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Right there, you can also find out about our natural organic certification course, where you can get even more information.